makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Monday, July 6th, and after a week off, we are back and better than ever. And yes, so are the players. They are back at Reliance Stadium working out and getting ready for training camp. And I actually caught up with some of the rookies today. The rookies spent last week at a rookie symposium. It's something that the NFL offers to help rookies really learn what it's like to be a pro athlete. Because, you know, there's a lot to deal with. You have a lot of money all of a sudden and a lot of fame and, of course, then the rigorous NFL schedule. So they went to the rookie symposium and heard from people like Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin and Chris Carter, the Hall of Fame wide receiver. The rookie said those were actually their two favorite speakers. And they also got to have a little team bonding. And that team bonding seemed to bring out, well, actually a man crush. And the man crush was between Troy Nolan and Brian Cushing. Believe it or not. Yes, funny things like this do happen in the Houston Texans organization. Here's Glover Quinn talking about that rookie symposium and, of course, the man crush.
Pretty much just did a lot of meetings and got a chance to meet a lot of guys and just got a lot of information. It was a good chance to talk about some situations and just get to know your teammates and a couple of the other rookies a little better.
Now, what kind of information do you get? Because they really try and prepare you for life in the NFL and give you some life lessons as well.
Well, they taught us a little bit of everything. You know, they taught us about money. They taught us about girls. They taught us about working. They taught us about training camp. They taught us about family, friends, drugs, steroids. I mean, they taught us about pretty much every possible thing that we could be faced with our rookie year. And then they taught us some skills to take with us in life, you know, just a lot of life skills. It's nice.
What do you think was the most valuable lesson you learned?
Just the work ethic from the Hall of Famers and the guys that have had success in the league and how they went about their business, you know, the way they dealt with their family and friends and the way they dealt with the offseason and the way they dealt with keeping their bodies and stuff together during the season, because it's a long season. And so I think, to me, that was the most helpful thing, because I kind of knew a lot about finances already, because I was a business major, so I kind of knew about that stuff. And, you know, I don't do the steroids and all that stuff, so the substance abuse and all that wasn't too exciting to me. And so I think I learned a lot from the guys just talking about their experiences and stuff.
What Hall of Famers did you hear from?
Willie Brown was there, the corner from Oakland Raiders. I actually got his autograph. He was pretty sweet. He's a nice guy. He's cool. It's fun.
Were there any other speakers that you enjoyed hearing from? Because I know they get a lot of different types of speakers to come talk to you guys.
I actually enjoyed all of them, man. Chris Carter was nice. Harold Carmichael. Mark Bruno was there. Maurice Jones-Drew. Eddie Royal. Nnamdi Asamoah. Jerome Bettis was there. Mike Tomlin came in and talked with us. Daniel Wilcox from the Ravens. It was a lot of guys. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Well, and then, like you said, you get to know your teammates a little bit better. I mean, what was that bonding time like for you guys?
It was actually fun. I mean, we did everything together. Every time we had a breakout session where we got to talk about just certain situations, we was always talking with the guys. And, you know, the first day, a lot of guys were kind of quiet, kind of uptight. But by the end of it, people started to loosen up and just kind of use it as a vent session, you know, talk about some stuff that was on their mind, stuff that they felt like would be a problem and, you know, how to deal with it. And then just hanging out with the guys in the around the hotel and eating lunch and eating dinner and going to the rooms and, you know, on the bus, going out there to flight. I mean, it was a nice trip.
Now, did you make any friends from other teams?
No, I wouldn't say I made any friends. You know, I caught up with some of the guys I trained with preparing for the draft and a teammate that I played with and just some guys that I knew from the draft process. I didn't meet anybody new and then, you know, make a friend out of it. So,
all right. Is there any funny story to come out of this trip?
Funny story. We had a lot of good times. But I would say probably the funniest story we had to a couple of guys was Troy Nolan and Brian Cushing became very good friends over the break. And Troy was a very upbeat guy. He was real excited, pumped up every time he was around Brian. And then the minute Brian left and went to get on the plane, Troy kind of just lost all his self-esteem. You know, he put his earphones on, didn't even want to talk to anybody. So I think Brian Cushing kind of just hurt his feeling when he left. So that was probably one of the funniest things we laughed about. It was pretty funny.
And now here's what Antoine Caldwell had to say about what he learned about at the Rookie Symposium.
The Rookie Symposium was great. You know, I went down there and I was expecting to learn a little bit, but I actually learned a lot. We went out there, you know, pretty much told us the do's and don'ts of the NFL and, you know, how to, you know, manage your finances and different things like that. And, you know, I enjoyed it a lot.
As always, thanks for listening. I'm back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans.